Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Well, my.
So, just so you know.
Yes.
We do have a caller with a hand raised.
Okay. Let's say three things we're grateful for, and then we'll take the call.
Okay.
We'll start with you.
Okay. With me, grateful that I got some sleep.
That's good.
I mean, I have been getting sleep, but I mean, I did get sleep. Grateful that I woke up.
Yes, how about that?
I literally woke up like 3 minutes ago. And then also grateful for a new day, I guess. It's different from just waking up and going to sleep, but grateful for a new day.
Mm-hmm. One more?
Yeah, those are the three.
What, you woke up? Oh, you slept. Right, you woke up. Okay, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for what's remaining of my brain. my God. I'm grateful that my sister sent me a gift card for the online grocery provider.
Oh.
I cried. I'm grateful for that. And I am grateful for embracing the what's being revealed in this new dimension that we're all being confronted. We're all being made aware of it, whether we do anything about it or not. That's a matter of free will, or choose to recognize it. But we're all being made aware that something is different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm grateful for allowing myself to process that experience, which has no implication of unicorns and gummy bears, unless they're CBD infused. There's not enough CBD to get this bitch. Let me tell you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. God bless the CBD. All right. So let's take this call and let's see where today's show takes us, because we don't know anything.
All right. Here we go. Area code 708.
Good morning.
You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Barb.
Hi, Barb. Are you new with us?
I think I listened to you about a year ago or so, and I just happened to plug in today.
Oh, that's great.
And, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm glad you started out with what to be grateful for.
Well, good, because I don't mean to interrupt you, but the first thing is I'm going to ask for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes.
If you could give Elisa your date of birth.
2/20/56.
Okay, and Barb, three things that you're grateful for. Then we're going to get into why you are connecting with us. But we're doing that with all our callers, and we started that. Like, look at us. We're always ahead of the trend. We started that before all of this kicked in, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Period,
we're always 10 steps ahead. So Barb, three things you're grateful for.
I'm grateful that Spirit keeps helping me look for the light.
Nice.
And instead of the dark.
Great.
I'm grateful for family.
Yep.
I am grateful for, being alive.
Right?
Mm.
Being alive.
Yep.
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 Because it could be snuffed out in a minute. So I am just grateful that I'm privileged to have this experience and not have it end. Right now,
right.
Anyway.
Well, let's just, you know, take it a breath at a time, right?
Right.
Right. And your question to us.
Okay, ladies.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we got to get down and dirty here. What about the guides have to say with regarding career? Or in general, maybe I should leave
Girl.
It to them.
Girl.
You know?
Girl.
Uh-oh.
No. Not uh-oh. I'm just saying girl. It's the way that it's feeling very generalized. So that's why I'm saying girl, because I want that feeling to be more, if you can just think about it, more directly customized for you. Okay, so it seems very. Are you talking about the career of the world? I know you're not, but do you see how the energy? So let's be as specific. So whatever you're feeling or whatever you're wanting to understand, see if you can frame it into as specific and applicable a question for your life.
Okay. I've had health concerns. And it seems like every time I try to not develop a spiritual career, the other becomes, even to work in a regular job, becomes unattainable. And even the spiritual career is kind of unattainable because
okay.
the health.
I got to cut you off. Girl. Sorry. Not being rude.
Okay.
It's the energy.
No.
Unattainable. What's the definition of unattainable?
That it won't happen, I guess.
Well, your words are really powerful. Yeah, but who's choosing the words, my dear?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
okay.
So let's reframe that. So we're going to go back. Who knew you were going to get a coaching session?
Yeah.
Cancel the lead. It's not even that. You don't have to be hard on yourself. It's just reframing. You know, and I call it, let's just neutralize that charge. It's fine. It's like if you know, you're not thinking about, oh, I put my charger in the outlet upside down. It's like, oh, and my phone's not charging. So, let me take it out and turn it the right way so that the charge can connect. Same difference. We're just adjusting and self-correcting.
Okay.
So now what you're saying is with wanting to pursue, it's almost like, do you feel like it's canceling each other out, one for the other?
I don't know.
Well, it's interesting because unattainable, because you said that with both areas. So let's put it this way. You're doing a really good job. And you're like, bitch, what are you saying? I'm doing a really good job. I'll tell you why.
Mm.
You're doing a really good job staying exactly where you are. Because it seems to be in a microwave where you have like the glass plate, and if it's not quite aligned, it's just going to not really rotate the food, and you're going to hear it sort of bump against the glass of the microwave door. Is that making sense to you?
Yep.
Okay, that's what you're doing. Your turntable is off. Okay? Just like in the microwave, the turntable is off. And you're doing a really good job because you're right where you are. But that discomfort, whatever motivated you to pick up the phone to call us, right, is greater than the discomfort, but the discomfort, thank the discomfort, because the discomfort is what serves the purpose of getting your attention to move forward. Now, you could stay where you are for the rest of your life, and that serves a very impactful purpose, because sometimes we stay right where we are and it's not comfortable, so it can sort of justify the situation. It serves a great purpose because you stay right where you are. If you take that first step, there's no turning back. And you did talk about, right? So it's everything's purposeful. So I say this all the time on this show, where there's this expression for decades, it's all good. I don't say that. I go, it's all useful. So that's very useful. It's very purposeful. And you did briefly mention a spiritual career. I think you said use the word career. Did you use the word career?
I did.
Okay. Now, that's very interesting. What's the definition of career? In your mind, what's the definition of career?
You know, it's kind of funny because I kind of look at it as life purpose.
Right. So that, so is career and purpose the same thing?
Yeah, for me.
Okay, then. Now, in terms of what it feels like, what is the what is the energetic feeling? So just take a deep breath. Say the word career out loud. Say the word career.
Career.
Okay, now take a breath. Now say the word purpose.
Purpose.
Thank you. Which word resonates more on a soul or on a feeling level in a good way?
Oh, purpose for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, I rest my case. Career puts pressure on you. You're putting pressure on yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
I just felt it. Yep.
I felt it too. So if you unburden yourself and that you look at whatever it is, whether it, and I think it could apply on both, in both avenues, whether it's the spiritual purpose or the you participating in the workforce, your purpose there, right? It's all purposeful, right? If you look at both areas, or just as your life, as its own living, breathing organism that will lead you, that you follow it, you don't lead it. And Elisa has been a witness to this. I was not wanting to do, I was very resistant with all the spiritual work to the point that I almost got very, very, very sick. And now we're in season 10 of this podcast. And doing this podcast allows the organism of this purpose, to use your word, okay, which is a good one, to reveal itself. And we don't really know where it's going to take us, but we are allowing it to lead us, and that's why the scope and shape of this show has changed, has had a few incarnations. I'm going to let you sort of process all of that, and I would like Elisa to jump in with what she's picking up.
Well, this is a very fascinating conversation. I think a lot of people are going within and kind of looking at matching that with what's happening on the outside, like what's happening, you know, in the big, in the bigger picture of things for everybody. Just this week, there has been a lot of adjustments for all of us. Not all of us are doing a regular routine, or we're having to adjust. So not everyone is just going to their regular job and doing the normal stuff. For a lot of people, they are adjusting with staying at home and working from home. And some people have to do that with kids as well, or in their presence. And then for someone like me, my day job, or the job that has sustained me, has basically been put on hold. You know, it's in a tourism type industry, so that's no one's going out, you know. And trust me, I've been thinking about that too. Like, oh, I'm kind of scrambling. What am I supposed to be doing? And that is the difference. Is it for the career or is it my purpose? Because, you know, in the short term, I'm like, well, I don't know what to do. You know, there's this whole like, well, I don't know. If I'm not working, I'm not getting paid. It's not like, oh, I've got some time off. I could just,
nope.
You know. So I'm like, well, I've felt that feeling before, and something has always worked out. And I know even now in this heightened awareness of things we can't do, and for the good of everybody, like, yeah, you don't need to be out and about. And obviously for me, I don't need to be like, hey, let's try to get some people up and let me drive up to the wineries. I run a wine tour business. It's just like, I would love for that money to come in. I don't want to put anybody else at risk either. So like that weighs heavily. And I've had to, that's partly for me as far as sleep goes. Yeah. Like, you know, so what do I do in the meantime? However, when it comes to the spiritual aspect of it, of my life, I know that freaking out really won't do me any good if I continue to have that level of, you know, oh my gosh, now what? Because to be honest, it's been nice, you know, hanging out. It's been nice just sort of, you know, sort of resting and given that time to adjust with whatever needs to be adjusted. And it's interesting just in saying that, because when we're just waiting for stuff, we fill in that time. We can fill in that time. Some people stay really, really busy. So some people have spick and span homes right now. and again, like Liz says, that has served a purpose. So all the things that we kind of put off as, oh, I don't have time. Now we're faced with, you know what, I haven't really made time for it. One, because it's not a favorite thing for me to do, but it needs to get done. And it's not like you're going to hire somebody to do it for you. You actually do have to look at your stuff. And, you know, so that's one aspect. How do you spend your time? And for a lot of people who are in a regular career, I would say because there's so much structure in that, it's a different ball of wax. Looking at, okay, I still have some work to do. Some people still have work to do. They can work from home. Others are having to create something. Others are looking at how they create their lives every day, probably for the first time in a long time. So all these extra burdens that we have put on ourselves, that's also stuff that we need to look at. So I love the different things that Liz has told you, especially like the whole, you know, putting your phone charger in or something in a USB port. You know, everyone does that. There's like this whole ritual of, is it in the right way? Oh, it's not working. And you still figure out like, oh, well, it's not working. You don't usually just give up. You try a few different things, because how many times have you done this and you know that things are supposed to connect up? So sometimes you just try other ways. Sometimes you realize, oh, it's just a small adjustment. But very rarely in things, especially with stuff like with electricity, you know, there's the actor Paul Reiser had a stand-up long time ago where he's like, you know, I don't know how electricity works. You just, you know, you flip a switch and stuff turns on. I don't know. I don't know how that works. You know, he's trying to explain stuff to people or to kids, and he's like, I feel like the stupidest person alive, because I don't know. How does water happen? I don't know. I turn a little tap and water comes out. I don't know where it comes from. It just happens. So sometimes we haven't looked deeper because we haven't had to. And now in terms of how our lives are created, we start to see how we create it every day. And honestly, there are times when it isn't about being productive in terms of doing stuff externally to kind of check off our list. But a lot of times it's the work we're doing on the inside. So that is our spiritual work, right? That is our purpose. And we can live a spiritual life by just being and aware that we are just being. And then it goes deeper than that. But it goes beyond just what you do, you know, at your house. You are a spiritual person. So then anything you do can have that aspect of consciousness, of purpose, and that can be applied to any area of your life. I will say this also, that with your birthday happening in February, hello, moving backwards, February, you entered a number 8 personal year. So in numerology, that, to me, that makes sense, that you're looking at, big picture, what's happening with my career. I understood that when you asked that question. However, you also gave me your birth date, the full birthday, which a lot of people don't do that. That's fine. Your path in this lifetime is a 7. So the introspective nature of your path, and your spiritual nature of your path, is there in that 7. That's lifetime for you. So you just got out of that in a personal year, 7 personal year to an 8, but your 7 is with you the whole time, you know, as a bigger picture path. So you figuring out these things and applying them to your life, that you are doing what you need to be doing. and as far as the number 8 influence goes, that's a whole year from your birthday to your next birthday. Creating what your purpose is, finding your purpose, creating it is going to be an ongoing thing. And I think understanding how maybe your spiritual principles will apply, especially with the state of things in the external world where everything's either falling apart or looks like it's falling apart, or you're going to be, everyone's having to adjust. So it's not a straightforward, oh, we'll just look for a job, or just do this. It's so much more than that. But the bigger questions always start from within. And it's interesting because when you look at what makes you anxious, it's some of the things that just, you know, that we were taught. And I think our whole world is turning itself, you know, inside out and upside down. What, to quote Diana Ross?
Upside down, you're giving, right. Inside out. Why'd you do that? Boy, you do.
I love it. So
round and round. All right, go ahead.
Everybody is having to look at what am I supposed to be doing? What am I supposed to be doing? Because the things that we think are going to sustain us aren't necessarily coming from the paycheck, although like maybe in a more immediate sense, that's what's happening. But like Liz is talking about if you think it's plugged in and it's not connecting, then you have to adjust. You have to, take that little plug out and try it again, you know, try a different way. Or maybe go to a different outlet. You know, maybe when you go through some of these like trial and error, or let me ask this question why, and you go on this quest and you figure out little things that you've kind of picked up along the way. It's not just this one incident, right? It's not just this one time. It's probably a bigger question that you've asked a couple of times or a few times. Always we're adjusting. Always we're finding another nuance to what an answer could be. And this time it is blending what you think would be your purpose, and you take that with you to then what you think is the career. And actually, it's not even that. It is what's sustaining you. What's sustaining you now, and what is going to sustain you in the future? I think that's really the bigger question that can't be answered, because the moment you say, well, if I just get a job or I get something that if I can do this, then I'll be okay. It's not necessarily going to be like an external thing in the beginning. Like it's not going to be that. That's not going to be the only answer. There are things that you have to get to understand within yourself first.
Go ahead. How does that going to sustain me financially? Because that's the rub, you know. And one thing I have felt that in my introspection time, your life purpose is what comes naturally to you, period. So if you're good at numbers, you're a numerologist. If you're good at you know, painting, that's what I've come to know. That's your God-given gift. That's your life purpose. Now, you have to find the vehicle to market it in, but that's your life purpose.
Yes. Let me jump in here. I want to say two things, if that's okay. Elise,
sure.
I just want to give you a heads up. I want to wrap this up with Barb. There's a lot to think about because there's an email that came in that I really want to address, and it will make sense when I tell you what it is. But I want to say this, Barb. I understand everything that you're saying. If you look more at that, there's like an umbrella, right? And as long as you are navigating underneath that umbrella, we don't know, it's because all this works in a nonlinear manner. We don't know how we're going to be sustained, right? But there's many ways to look at what your purpose is. And it's interesting because I would have said 13, 14 years ago when I thought I was so terrified to start channeling. I didn't want to do it. I did not want to do it. I got very sick. I had two young kids. I was terrified. And I knew if I didn't do this, I would go down a rabbit hole and perhaps manifest a terminal illness. So that did not come naturally. I'm going to tell you right now, in my experience, it did not come naturally, but it was what I was talking about before. It was that discomfort that got it, that was the thing that took to get my attention, like I said to you earlier. Right? So be a little bit more fluid. I'm suggesting gently to be a little more fluid in how you're defining things.
Okay.
Because it's in the degree of how it's getting your attention. Clearly it's getting your attention, and you're talking about market this and all of that. That didn't even come, again, let it lead you. And if anything, can you just tell me really quick in the spiritual realm, what is getting your attention?
In the spiritual realm?
Well, you were talking about a spiritual career, so that's why I'm asking you.
Animal communication, animal healing.
Okay, well then, that's it. So support that. I'm in independent film production, okay? And I do lots of things to support my independent film habit. I do this podcast. I do a lot of things to support the podcast, but it all merges together. Okay, so I look at all, I don't look at it as a career, I look at everything as a lifestyle. Okay, and I think if you kind of reframe.
I was just thinking that exactly, I need to reframe and well, how I'm looking at this.
Yes, and that's what it is. But the thing is, say thank you, because in how you're looking at it got you to this place. So we sometimes.
I agree. Yeah,
I was at the point where are you going to manifest a really scary illness, or are you going to? And I was supported. I was with a friend of mine who we're not in touch anymore, but she's has a very big following as a medium in the Northeast, and we knew what was going on, and we knew what was. Going down, and I literally was like collapsed on her couch, terrified. And my toddler was with us. Obviously, my older son was probably in, I don't know, second grade, third grade at the time. And my husband at the time, who was very supportive then, it was I was on her couch so weak, terrified. I felt like I was giving birth. I thought I was going to die. So it's not airy-fairy, but I knew there were two ways I could have gone with this. So I took that plunge, and I'm so grateful because all these years later, part of that journey is co-hosting the show and working with people such as yourself. And I didn't think about, well, how am I going to pay? How am I going to pay to channel? How am I going to get paid to channel? Didn't even think about it. I still don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Lifestyle, umbrella. Source doesn't know from a paycheck, but source is your source. And I always look for the miracles and the gifts and life. And like Elisa said, we've been through, I mean, this is crazy what's going on now, but the thing is, we've gotten through before, we'll get through now. And if anything, take this time to find your umbrella and find ways to support what you're passionate about, which is the animal communication.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So please, I really need to deal with this email. You'll see, if you're still listening, you'll see why.
Oh, I will listen, but I want to just say real quick, thank
yes,
you.
Of course.
It was what do they call it, serendipity that I called.
Yes.
It was very, well, today.
Well,
yeah.
Of course. So it's that same serendipity energy, serendipitous energy.
Mm-hmm.
Just follow it. Follow it. It's going to
it
will lead you to everything. Yes, it's scary. Trust me. We're all managing. You know, this girl likes a white wine spritzer. Thank you. We all have to navigate what we have to navigate. But just acknowledge that, okay, this is like the plug being put upside down. Oh, okay, let me put the plug in the other way. You show me on a need-to-know basis. And all I need to know is what I know right now. Amen. Okay?
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Give us a call back with an update. We're on
Tuesdays
and Thursdays at 8:30 to 9:30. U.S. Eastern Time. Okay, so Lisa, let me thank you, sweetheart.
Take care, Barb.
Okay.
Thanks.
So you'll see.
All right.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, yeah. Oh. So the person who has been emailing or who sent an email is also in the chat room. And at first was like, well, you know, she didn't have sound in the chat room, so I still don't know what's going on with Blog Talk. She said, I told her, you know, probably refreshing, she said it didn't work, but she's on the phone, she's listening on the phone, and I said, do you want to talk with us? So press one, otherwise we'll read it on the air. And
okay,
she said, I will press one. I must admit I'm quite emotional right now, so I'm thinking,
okay,
maybe you read
the email.
Okay,
and
that's
then
what I'm thinking.
Okay,
maybe that's what we'll do. We'll give her a moment to do her thing,
okay,
and then,
so we're here
and then,
for you, girl. Okay, we're here for you, girl.
Yeah.
Whatever you need to do. So just take a deep breath. And just be here now. Whatever that looks like, whatever that feels like. Take another deep breath. Okay. Okay, so I just read the subject line. I have not read this email. I saw the subject line, and that was reason enough for me to kind of wrap it up with Barb. Subject line is the very recent passing of my boyfriend. So you understand, those of you listening. Hi, Liz and Elisa. My name is Vernell. I was born, so the birthday is May 8th, 1963.
Mm.
And she says, I am not coming to you about myself, but my boyfriend, but my boyfriend Charles, he passed on March 16th or 17th. That's like,
yeah.
Now, I'm not sure of the date and time exactly because the family found out before I did. I saw him last on the 16th, and he was kind of talking erratic and nervous, like he wanted me to know something before I left the hospital. I think he knew he was about to go, but he was scared. Because of the coronavirus, we were told we had to leave. He kissed me one last time. The next day, I was told he passed on. Then I came back to the hospital to see him one last time, and it seemed like he was sleeping. I'm sorry to ramble on like this. You are not rambling. You are very lucid, very clear. Okay. His birthday was May 18th, 1958. Okay. These are her questions. My questions are, we loved each other so much. Oh. Will he be waiting for me on the other side when my time comes? I'm going to read the questions and I'm going to address them one by one. Next question is there anything he wants to tell me? I have his favorite recliner in my apartment. I love that. Will he always be around me until my time ends on Earth? Will he make his presence known around me from here on out? Thank you both. She's calling in. Okay. If I call it, her area code is 804. Okay.
Yeah,
so, Vernell, press 1 if you want to talk, but you don't need to talk.
She's
okay.
Already pressed 1, so.
Okay, let's
I will.
Run. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, girl. Let's just Hi. Breathe. Girl. Just breathe. It's okay. First of all, you don't have to say anything right now. Let's hold space for you. We are honored to take your call. This is a very, very safe space. And for those of you listening that have experienced any form of grief, this is when having gone through profound loss, this is one of the great gifts. Because if I had not experienced firsthand incomprehensible grief, I couldn't be holding a safe space for you. So it makes grief something that is always alive, especially when you need to hold space when it's so raw like it is for you. So we're honored. So just breathe. You don't have to say a damn thing, my love. All right, so I'm going to... okay, let me just reopen this. So we're going to just do it. We're going to just address your questions. Okay. Okay. Not only will... And his name is Charles. Not only will Charles be waiting for you on the other side, it's going to be a whole parade. Okay. Beautiful energies. And absolutely. Now, a lot of energies, when they pass over, sometimes we can't really feel them right away. It's almost like there's no sense of linear time over there the way we perceive it here. But what I'm getting with him, and you don't have to get into specific details because I'm just picking up on energy, so you don't need to tell me any narrative, any story. It's not necessary. But energetically, I'm getting in times, and just give me like yes or no answers if you can handle that. But I'm getting energetically with him that when he was well, he was very clear and very direct. He didn't like how some people like will ramble around an issue. He was not like that. Is that am I getting that correctly? If you can give me a yes or no, that would help me.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So what's great is that he's like, I got this. So don't worry about him.
Mm-hmm.
He got this. Now, is there something about junk food, snacks?
He always liked to eat junk food. I always try to encourage him to eat healthy, but he wouldn't.
Yeah.
He wouldn't
okay.
Hurt it.
All right.
He
okay.
Kept on buying little Debbie things.
Okay. Right. Right. So he's like that. So he's kind of laughing at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's like saying like he's like MC Hammer. You can't touch him because he could eat what. it's a very sweet energy. It's a very so that's funny that I was getting like junk food like chips and all kinds of things. Okay, that's great. That's impressive. That the connection is just clear. So I don't give myself the credit, I give him the credit. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go on to, so question number one, not only will he be on the other side, but it's going to be many, many supporters, many loved ones. There might even be a pet from a long time ago.
I have four cats.
I was a cat. I saw a cat. Yep, I saw a cat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Let's see. Yes. Is there anything he wants to tell me? Well, it's kind of coming through a little bit. Like he just really wants you to know he's with you. He's okay. I mean, I wouldn't pick up on the cats and the junk food and the, you know. He has a very light energy, just light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a smiling, just a good. He's good. Like he's like, babe, I'm okay. I'm
mm-hmm.
okay. I keep getting that. Like, I'm okay. Okay, so you have favorite recline in the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, he's always around, but what I, and also energetically I'm feeling, what he would like for me to point out to you is that please be careful about expectations because it is crossing from one veil to another, right? And sometimes, like, everything over there, it's just pure beingness, like it's pure presence,
mm-hmm.
right? Like the sun's like, I'm running late for lunch. No, right? The moon's not like, mm-hmm. oh my God, I overslept. No. So do you see how everything is just sort of like pure presence where it's so pure and so sacred and so holy that it just defies the human construct of time? He wants me to remind you of that. Because he doesn't want you to think because you're not perceiving, because he's always around. But in the times that you're not perceiving he's around, number one. And number two, just remember the whole time and space thing and to not feel like you did something wrong or that he's no longer interested. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just go back to your email. Okay, let's see what you have here. Okay. Will he make his presence known around me from here? He's doing it now, girl. Okay, great. So let's just take if you have a free hand, please place it on your heart. Just take three deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. Just allow him in this form to just to receive that into your nose, out to your mouth. It's adjustment into your nose. He's such a great smile. Wow. Like when they say somebody that got a twinkle in their eye, like this one got a twinkle in his eye.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I see that. Like I'm getting that from his energy. Like, how long were you guys together, if you don't mind me asking?
More than 9 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We all met each other online.
You met each other. You met each other on a online site. That's great.
Uh-huh.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is a time. Take advantage of this shutdown. The whole world's being affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just self-quarantine your heart. We have to self-quarantine anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an opportunity. There is a book. I have not read it,
mm-hmm.
but I've heard the author in a bunch of podcasts. It came out a few years ago. I believe
mm-hmm.
it's a Hay House book. It's called Love Never Dies.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest looking into that. It's about a woman who was in such a passionate marriage. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of people were against the marriage. The guy used to be a priest. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
The guy used to be a the guy used to be a priest.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like his student. I mean, a scandalo. Like, it was crazy. She was much, much younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, that love is love. They fell in deep, deep love.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't married a long time. They weren't together, I don't think, a very long time. I could be wrong. I didn't read the book.
Mm-hmm.
But they were madly in love with each other. And he died. He got sick or something happened. And
mm-hmm.
she's a therapist, so she has these. The reason why I suggest the book, it's not so much to get into her story, although you'll learn a little bit about it, but it's these practical techniques to connect with your loved ones on the other side,
mm-hmm.
so that you can feel that you're participating in the conversation with him instead of just sort of like waiting and hoping. So I would recommend that. And embrace the grief, because you have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's its own organism. With the first caller, when she was talking about her career, and I'm talking about purpose, right, and that to treat it as an umbrella and as an organism, I say the same with your grief. It's an organ. Let it lead you.
Mm-hmm.
And take care of yourself and the gift that you were able to, he was able to say goodbye to you. And
okay.
he was able to say goodbye, which is, so there's the closure. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And that you had 9 amazing years together.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling that maybe one day, and you'll know, that you may be able to help other people because through this experience.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to take another deep breath and just describe what you're feeling now, energetically. What are you feeling now?
I'm feeling a little
grief. That is so priceless.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little emotional because we're holding space that can't be touched by a virus. It
mm-hmm.
can't be touched by illness. It can't be touched by any sort of government mandate or intrusion or war. So thank you
mm-hmm.
for allowing us on this show to fulfill our purpose, and that we are not being mandated by any outside force. And there's a beautiful ripple effect to that. through the grief, and that's it. That's the gift of you sharing your experience with Charles, with us, and trusting us. Now, I know you gave out birth dates for both, which I'm so glad that you did. So I want Elisa to jump in terms of that aspect. So I think that's going to be very helpful for you as well. So I'm going to turn it over to her.
Wow, yeah. What a beautiful connection there, that not only your connection with Charles, but also the connection that Liz was able to pick up, and the concept of having a even though someone's now not in this form anymore, you know, he's on the other side, that he's able to make that connection and still get through to you and say, hey, I'm still here, you know, or I'm here just differently, but I'm around. And I love that. I think it's beautiful, and it is a very beautiful, loving energy. So that's something that you have that experience from him in the physical form, and now it's something that can come through for you. Anytime you've raised your energy enough to receive it, because it's always there. It's always been there, and now the difference is that it's just in a different form. So just keep that in your heart. I know he's in your heart, but just keep that, and that way that will help you through, and maybe bring up all the positive things that you've had, all these positive experiences, and have that be the thing that fills you. For your personal year, so I love that you're both Tauruses, because I'm also a Taurus. So I get it. These are not things we let go of easily, and no one's asking you to let go of anything. But it's a matter of keeping the things that are most precious to you close, you know, not just precious, but also the highest vibration. When you right now you're in a number 7 personal year, so similar to like our previous caller, which I don't know how early you got into that, but. But the number 7 from your birthday last year into this year is about your spiritual nature and being very very introspective and sort of taking everything in, but knowing what's important. And it's also the number of faith, this number 7. So having this vibe. And you know, even with the passing and the transitioning of someone so beloved, it doesn't change how you can approach or how you are with this number 7 energy. Everything's still going to be more internal, introspective, and also a trusting that things are going to unfold the way they need to for you to understand yourself in relation to whatever is going on. So I know right now this is the most important thing happening for you. And whatever your faith is in terms of, like, I don't know, religion or spirituality, have those, I guess those pillars help support you in ways that maybe you haven't had to use before, but knowing that one, you're always loved, you're always supported, and you're never alone. You can feel like you're alone with your thoughts, but you're never truly alone. And here, you know, having this conversation, knowing that your Charles is always there, that's more for you to receive. The phrase that's coming up is, it's more for you to receive than to just believe. Okay, so sometimes it's like you're going to feel what you're going to feel, but the times when you feel like at the lowest, you're still never alone. And sometimes it's just receiving that versus I need proof that you're around. Just know that he's already there. He's already there. And the phrase here is also because he's in your heart, he is always there. So that's this seven energy for you. It's a number that, an energy that says, you know, just prioritize what's really important for you and what's true for you, and be able to expand that once you are able to receive your own evidence of it. But it's not going to be like the regular, oh yeah, he lit a candle, or, you know, I guess sometimes that can happen. I had an aunt who had my uncle passed away, and she was always asking for a sign, and he would like flicker lights. Then he stopped doing it because it kind of freaked her out. So he's like, all right, I won't do that anymore. But he was, you know, he is there. And, this next, you know, few months, you know, years, whatever, however the time period is, because grief doesn't, as Liz has said before, grief doesn't ever really leave you. You just realize how to handle it, because you still have this love for people who are no longer in the physical. And it's that big adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
However, this period is for you to just be able to receive that love that's never stopped. It's just a different form.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out ways to take that love and somehow ease a little bit when you get anxious, to be able to use that to help ease your mind, ease your heart. Because you're not going to see things the same way. You can't have those expectations to see things in ways that totally make sense, that are totally logical. He's not bound by a body anymore. You know, he's in spirit, and spirit doesn't do things the same way we would expect them to. You know, they're not burdened by being in this body. So it's a little different for them to be able to communicate. But if you keep yourself at that level of knowing that you're loved, knowing that love is there and it's within you, I think you'll be able to receive so many different signs that it's not going to be through what you see. It's going to be through what you feel. And all that lies under this whole thing with the seven energy for this year. So through, you know, you're still in the middle of it, and that's totally fine. However, I'd say bigger picture for you is being able to adapt and adjust to things, because we gave us your full birthday. And that number five is what your whole birth date equals. So I know we're kind of going a little bit, seems like a little bit backwards, but five is going to be the foundation for you, and it's going to be your capacity to be as adaptable and ready for change. And I say this from one Taurus to another. I know it doesn't sound fun, because we don't really like a lot of change, but you know what? Change is happening. So for you to be able to go with the flow as much as you can, and keeping all those things in mind, you're very much loved, you're always supported, you're never really alone, that you have been adjusting for this whole lifetime. You've been able to adjust. So it's not just adjusting and getting by, but adjusting and thriving and finding the deeper purpose within. I think part of what Liz had said was that as you go through this experience, it's something that you can also, at some point down the road, help others, just like what happened to Liz within the last, year or two. I mean, it's something that she's been able to share and help others with as well. And that is a gift. That's a way of showing love and showing it back out, spreading that back out. So I feel for you and for your loss in this physical sense, and yet look how much more you've gained, because he's still here, he's still with you, in the most important way, and that's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we are on the air on Tuesdays and Thursdays, from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 Eastern Time. So we're here for you. So feel free to listen or call in or whatever. I mean, we're here. And the fact that he came through so clearly, so quickly, is a testament to how much he wanted you to be comforted. So he did whatever, you know, he did whatever he needed to do to bypass whatever. I mean, he found a loophole, because that I was surprised, because the passing was so recent. So he really wanted, talk about love conquers all. He really wanted to let you know. So whatever seminar he was supposed to take, he skipped the seminar so he can get to you. Whatever intake, he's like, I'll register later. You know, he got to you. And that's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. So just remember that. And even, you know, if you're going through a difficult time, this show is on iTunes. Like, it probably will be up in the next day or so. And you can just replay it, just listen to it, just to be reminded. You know what I mean? Just if you need a little boost, because grief is extremely unpredictable. But know that you are capable in this very raw time to access the eye of the storm, which is that place of peace and presence and love. All right? So,
okay, and you can always be around me, even away from me,
Right. It's just what they call the holy presence. So he's part of your holy presence. It's a sacred space. It's just a relationship is taking a different form. Right now, it's about you healing and taking care of yourself and staying strong in body, mind, and spirit. These are very challenging times to go through what you're going through. But make it work. Make it work to your advantage. Turn it around for yourself. Okay?
Okay.
All right, dear. So we love you. We support you. And we're here for you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Of course. All right. Just breathe. Take care of yourself.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, give us a call back. Check in with us. All right. So, wow, Elisa. So,
yeah.
I'm so glad. See, that's why the show must go on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Calls like this. This is why we're doing what we're doing. Amazing. And talk about putting things into such profound consciousness and perspective.
Yeah,
and I think we need to do the show more than ever. It's a continuum that's not affected by what's going on in the outside world. So I'm very grateful to you and this platform, and to Anna, your cousin, who is making this possible as the producer of this podcast. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. We are scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. We are so grateful to you guys. We are so grateful to be on the airwaves, to share space and hold space. And as always, let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Love you guys.
Love you. Take care, everybody.